So one of the reasons why I felt it was important to look at the cultural appropriateness of spirituality instruments is because a growing body of research identifies spirituality as a significant protective and mediating factor in the prevention of and coping with health problems in the African American community. Unfortunately, the quality of research methodology in this area has been criticized due to the lack of a clearly defined construct of spirituality. Numerous instruments have been developed for investigating relationships between spirituality and health in African Americans. However, the majority of these instruments utilize researcher-imposed definitions of spirituality, which poses a problem given that spirituality is a highly individualistic construct that's influenced by one's culture, worldview, and interpretation. Findings documenting any relationships between spirituality and health may be limited because spirituality instruments may not be assessing cultural constructs of spirituality as defined by African Americans themselves. To our knowledge, no published research to date has been conducted evaluating the cultural appropriateness of various spirituality measures for African Americans. The purpose of this systematic review and analysis of the extant literature on measures of spirituality is to evaluate the construct validity and reliability of instruments used to measure the construct of spirituality. This systematic review was guided by the question, are spirituality measures used in health research culturally appropriate for African Americans? I had three specific goals in mind when I decided to conduct this systematic review. The first was to examine the construct of African American spirituality itself. The second was to differentiate among instruments that assess spirituality. And the third was to determine the generalizability of spirituality instruments among African Americans. Conceptual work conducted on African American spirituality has identified three distinctly cultural attributes that may stem from African Americans' history of slavery, discrimination, and oppression. These attributes include faith in a transcendent force, personal relationships with God, others, and self, and empowering transformation and liberating consolation. And if we have time at the end, I can go into this a little bit more detail. So I used the Ovid database to look through articles on spirituality and health, and these are just a few of the databases I used. HAPI is Health and Psychosocial Instruments. Medline, Cidnall is a nursing database, PsycInfo, and PubMed. There were just basically two inclusion criteria I used for the initial considering of the studies. The first was that the study examined spirituality and physical or mental health. The second criteria was that it had to include a measure of spirituality. Exclusion criteria for this systematic review was that if the study did not report reliability and validity data, I didn't include it in the review. If it did not report a sample's race and or ethnicity, it was not included. And it was also not included if the report was not published in English. Some of the search terms that I used were spirituality, spirituality instruments, spirituality and health, and a number of different combinations. The search was limited to research published between 1982 and about the middle of 2006. I chose 1982 because we have evidence that that was the first year that a spirituality instrument was published. The initial search strategy yielded about 108 citations with 10 various spirituality instruments. Once we went through each of the articles and deleted repeat articles and those that did not meet the criteria of reporting validity and reliability and sample race, we ended up with about 35 studies that met the full eligibility criteria. African Americans were represented in about 71% of these studies, or 25 published articles. There were a range of health diagnoses, and you can see them listed here. And they also had healthy subjects in some of the articles. Oh, went the other way. The final sample of studies, so we went from 10 with the initial search strategy to 5 spirituality instruments. This is one of those slides where you're supposed to not see the, pretend there's not a mistake. The first was spiritual well-being scale, the index of spirituality experiences, the general spiritual well-being scale, the spiritual perspective scale, and the scale that's missing there is the functional assessment of chronic illness therapy spiritual, or the FACIT SP. The first instrument to assess spiritual well-being was developed by Poulsen and Ellison in 1982. It's not supposed to be 72, it's 82. The spiritual well-being scale was developed as a general measure of the subjective quality of life and is defined according to 2 domains: religious well-being, or the person's perception of spiritual life and relation to God, and existential well-being, or the person's sense of life purpose and satisfaction. There are a total of 20 items, and the instrument was initially developed and validated on 100 Caucasian American college students. And all the Cronbach alphas indicated that it was a valid and reliable instrument in that particular population. When we went through each of the 35 studies and looked at the ones for the spiritual well-being scale, 19 of those 35 studies included the spiritual well-being scale as a measure of spirituality. African Americans were represented in 15 of those studies. When you compare the domains of the spiritual well-being scale to the 3 cultural concepts, constructs of African-American spirituality, the only one that we could really find was the relational attribute of African-American spirituality. In addition, there have been 2 other studies to evaluate the psychometric integrity of the spiritual well-being scale in entirely African-American samples. Miller and colleagues published one in 1998, and Utsi and colleagues published the other in 2005. And basically what they found was that there were 5 factorial scale factors for the African-American sample versus 3 factor scales for the Caucasian American sample. And again, we can go into that further if there's time later. The second instrument was the Index of Spiritual Experiences that was developed by Cass and Al in 1991. It's a short 7-item instrument designed to assess core spiritual experiences. It is a 2-domain measure that defines spirituality as a distinct spiritual event and a cognitive appraisal of that event and feelings of closeness to God. Initial psychometric properties were examined in a sample of 83 medical outpatients, of which 94% were Caucasian American. When we looked at the 35 studies, only 4 studies included the Index of Spiritual Experiences and also meeting inclusion criteria. African Americans were represented in 1 of those studies, and again, we're only seeing the relational attribute of African American spirituality identified with this particular scale. The Jarrell Spiritual Well-Being Scale was developed by nurses specifically to assess spirituality in men and women older than 65 years of age. The 21 items are limited primarily to beliefs, and the authors describe that the scale was developed to provide a screening or assessment tool for nurses and other healthcare professionals. The authors use qualitative measures to define the concept of spiritual well-being in a sample of 31 older adults, but they did not report on the race and ethnicity of the sample. 4 of the 35 studies used the Jarrell Spiritual Well-Being Scale as a measure of spirituality. African Americans were represented in 3 of those studies. The Gerald's four domains of relationship, other nature, self, and time highlight the faith in a transcendent force and relational attributes of African American spirituality. However, there are no comparison studies that have been published to evaluate the psychometric integrity in entirely African American samples. The spiritual perspective scale was developed by Pamela Reed. It is a 10-item instrument that conceptualizes spirituality as a human experience relevant in everyday life. Thank you. The SPS was initially validated in a sample of 300 adults who were primarily Caucasian American. We found three of those 35 studies that used the spiritual perspective scale as a measure of spirituality. African Americans were represented in all of those studies, and the relational attribute of African American spirituality is highlighted in this particular scale. The functional assessment of chronic illness therapy spirituality is a newer scale, first being published in 2002 by Peterman et al. It's a 12-item instrument designed to be an inclusive measure of spirituality in populations with chronic and or life-threatening illnesses. Peterman and colleagues developed the FACET SP using interview data from 135 cancer patients and 15 oncology specialists. Two domains were identified for the FACET SP, a sense of meaning and peace, and the role of faith and illness. Psychometric validation was conducted in over 1,600 cancer patients, and this is one of the only ones that I've described that used a racially diverse sample for their validation. We found five published studies that used the FACET SP, which is kind of surprising being that it's so new. The faith subscale is consistent with the faith in a transcendent force, attribute of African American spirituality, and it's the only one that actually addresses the empowering, transformative, and liberating attributes of African American spirituality, as considered with some of the items, I find strength in my faith or spiritual beliefs. I think I'm going to make the time. There were a few limitations with this systematic review, the biggest one being that we weren't able to review all of the studies that we found because they didn't report any of the reliability and validity data with the respective samples. So we don't know for sure if, you know, they're really measuring spirituality in different populations. Several of the spirituality instruments were also not able to be reviewed because the studies didn't report on race and or ethnicity. And that's saying a lot because I found 108 and was only able to use 35. And there were some newer measures, but there were no psychometric scrutiny for them. Okay. So basically, most of the spirituality measures were developed and validated on primarily Caucasian American populations, and there were limited numbers of African Americans included in the populations of published studies. And basically, I think what we need to do is examine the psychometric properties of the existing spirituality measures in entirely African American samples, or we could develop a more appropriate measure of spirituality. And I know I gave you a lot of information in a really short period of time. The article, the full paper of this talk was actually just accepted in the Journal of Religion and Health. It has the nice scales, the charts, and everything, and goes into much more detail about some of the things that I spoke about. I didn't bring handouts. I'm trying to be environmentally sound with that. But you're more than welcome to contact me. I'll give you the slides as well as the paper that's coming out in the Journal of Religion and Health. And actually, I'll just have a sign-up sheet if you'd like for me to have that before I go back. Thank you. Okay, questions?
Stay up. You've got 3 minutes for questions.
Yeah.
About how you determine the three
Absolutely. I knew that was the one I struggled with because I wanted to say more about it, but I also wanted to get to the results of the systematic review. My own work looks at the construct of African-American spirituality, so I've done a couple of small pilot studies. In addition to looking at the work, and I think I have the sources listed there, Newlin and Naffel did probably the only concept analysis on African-American spirituality, and those three constructs were highlighted. It's been seen in some other work with Jackie Mattis, who's a psychologist at NYU, who has looked at spirituality and trying to distinguish the term from religion in African-Americans as well. So that's where I, that's the short answer of where the constructs came from. The other thing I did want to say is that I know the constructs probably look a lot like maybe what spirituality may look like across different populations, but the thing with African American spirituality is that it's heavily influenced by slavery and discrimination and oppression, and I think that may be one of the key distinguishing factors between defining the construct in that particular population versus other populations. And again, we could probably talk for hours and hours about this, and I'm more than happy to send you the full paper, which goes into it in a little bit more detail.